This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you. Nice to see some faces here, familiar faces and new faces. Welcome. I'm Allison Pimentel. It is so nice to be with you. And again, I want to warmly welcome you and thank you for being here today as we come together to practice mindfulness meditation in the good company of one another and as part of this global community of meditators. How cool is that? Today, as I do each time I'm with you, I'll share some thoughts on one aspect of mindfulness, and then I'll guide us through a related meditation of about 22 minutes or so, and then we'll close. So what is mindfulness? Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention on purpose to the moments of our lives as they unfold. And we do this in a certain way with a spirit of openness, of curiosity, of kindness, of willingness to be with what is. Our practice invites us to notice what's happening within us and also around us without judging or resisting or trying to change our experience, without pushing away or pulling it close, but just being with it right here, right now. And by returning our attention to this moment again and again, we begin to see our lives more clearly. And from that place of awareness, of clear seeing, we can respond with greater wisdom and compassion and creativity. In addition to helping us become more present, mindfulness also invites us to intentionally cultivate qualities of heart and mind that support well-being, our own well-being and others. And these are often called heart qualities. And there are three that we talk about, that we tend to talk about the most, and those are loving kindness, or in the Pali language, metta. You've likely heard that phrase, metta, loving kindness. There's also compassion or karuna in Pali, equanimity, that ability to sort of be okay when things aren't okay. That's upekkha in Pali. Today, I'd like to spend a little time with the fourth heart quality, which is mudita, M-U-D-I-T-A. And that's translated as sympathetic joy or joy in the joy of another. Mudita is basically when somebody else's happiness brings happiness to you. It's that feeling of delight that naturally arises when we witness another person's joy. Whenever I talk about mudita, I remember years ago, walking down the street with a dear friend, and we just burst into laughter about something one of us said. I was doubled over laughing, and when I looked up, I caught eyes with a woman who was walking towards us on the street, and she clearly had seen us laughing, and she had the biggest beaming smile on her face, like she was in on our joke. And even though she was a total stranger to us in that moment, she was in on our joke. She was sharing in our happiness, and that is mudita. It's very natural. It's special because it expands our capacity for joy beyond our own. Mudita feels warm and generous and connected, like I felt that day on the street with this woman who was walking toward us. And there's no envy in mudita. There's just joy. The Dalai Lama once said, "If I'm only happy for myself, many fewer chances for happiness. If I am happy when good things happen to other people, billions more chances to be happy." That's mudita. We happen to be in mudita season for many people, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. The academic year has come to an end, and it's graduation time, a time of celebration and of possibility, of accomplishment. Maybe you, like me, have attended a graduation this month. In fact, I've been to five, including my daughter's. And graduations are typically joyful experiences, joyful occasions. People are celebrating years of hard work. They're celebrating their family members and the people who supported them along the way, and they're celebrating the possibilities that lie ahead of them. The families are beaming, the graduates are smiling, and the whole atmosphere feels uplifted. And that feeling when you see a graduate walk across the stage to receive their diploma, that feeling that spontaneously and naturally arises, that's mudita. I was at an award ceremony this past weekend where one of the honorees, a truly remarkable educator named Asha Sharma, was graduating with her PhD, and she was receiving an award for her research and her scholarship. And in her acceptance speech, she spoke so beautifully about her childhood in a small village in rural India. And she gave us this image that was so evocative. It was like a poem. She said, "My first classroom wasn't a room at all. It was the shade of a tree." My first classroom wasn't a room at all. It was the shade of a tree. And she spoke about how, as a little girl, she had always dreamed of becoming a doctor, but it wasn't the cultural norm in her community for girls to continue their education beyond a certain point. So that dream seemed out of reach for her. But what buoyed her was the support and in the encouragement of her parents. And it was her father who offered her something that turned out to be more than a consolation. He told her, "You may not be able to become a doctor now, but one day you could still have the word doctor in front of your name." And there she was. After years of hard work, all of her academic accomplishments, a lifetime devoted to caring for her community and educating the children in her community, there she was, Dr. Asha Sharma. So, as her speech ended, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. There was rousing applause, and it really felt like everyone was celebrating not only the accomplished scholar who is standing there on the stage before us, but also that little girl under the shade of a tree, believing she might someday be a doctor. And that is mudita. So, one of the beautiful things about mudita is that it doesn't require us to possess what another person has. We don't have to be the graduate or the honoree. Their joy simply becomes available to us because we are willing to open our hearts to it. So, today in our meditation, be about 20, 20, 22 minutes. We'll spend some time cultivating this beautiful quality of the heart, this capacity to rejoice in another person's happiness. And we can notice what happens to our own felt sense of happiness along the way as we practice and afterwards. And I'll guide you through this. We'll be using some traditional mudita phrases. Those of you who have practiced with metta practice, loving kindness practice, are familiar with the repetition, the silent repetition of certain phrases that we direct towards certain people, including ourselves. And we'll be working in that same way today in our practice. So please join me in finding a comfortable seat, just settling in wherever you are, into a posture that allows you to be both comfortable and awake, alert, just allowing the spine to lengthen naturally, the shoulders to soften, just letting your hands rest easily, feeling your feet on the ground, sensing into the support beneath you. You can lower your gaze or Gently allow the eyes to close if that's comfortable. And now take two or three slow, intentional breaths at your own pace. Just breathing in and out to continue to establish some presence in the body. And maybe on each exhale, the face softens a bit, the jaw unclenches, or the shoulders release. And after you've breathed some deep breaths, just allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. Just resting your attention on the gentle movement of the breath, if that's comfortable. Feeling the inhale, feeling the exhale. Or you can rest the awareness in the sensation of the feet on the ground, just connecting with the support that's there for you. And if the mind wanders, as minds do, it's their natural tendency to move. You just notice where it's gone and then kindly escort it back to the breath or to the sensation of the feet on the ground. So there's nothing to fix, nothing to achieve, just simply arriving here. Just being here now. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone whose happiness is easy for you to celebrate. Maybe it's a dear friend or a family member, a pet, a teacher, or a mentor, someone whose smile naturally brings a smile to your face. And you can hold the image of this person in your mind and see if you can remember a particular moment when they were genuinely happy. Maybe they were laughing or celebrating an accomplishment, graduating, receiving some good news, or maybe just experiencing one of life's more quiet moments of contentment or ease. And just see this person, this dear one in your mind's eye. See them happy. See them lit up. Allow that moment to be vivid. Take in their posture. Imagine their happiness. And as you imagine their happiness, you may notice what begins to happen inside of your own body. Maybe there's a sense of warmth in the chest or softening in the heart. Or maybe not. Whatever is here is okay. So we don't force this feeling of mudita, we just can experience it and create the conditions in which it can arise naturally. And now, if it feels comfortable, you may silently offer this person, this being, a few simple wishes, allowing each phrase to arise slowly. May you be happy. May your happiness continue. May your joy grow. I rejoice in your happiness. I am happy for your happiness. Whichever of these phrases or a phrase of your own speaks to you, to this feeling of mudita, of joy in the joy of this dear one, just silently repeat the phrase and direct it at the image in your mind. May you be happy. May your happiness continue. May your joy grow. I rejoice in your happiness. You can allow these phrases to wash gently through your mind, through your heart. Using your own words or these that I've offered. Releasing worry about whether or not you're doing it correctly. Just into this happiness of another. May you be happy. May your happiness continue. May your joy grow. I rejoice in your happiness. If the mind wanders, you can just return it gently to the image of this person's happiness and these wishes flowing through you and out from you. And now expanding the circle a bit, allowing this person to remain in your heart. And with them there, just widening the circle, bringing to mind someone you know, but not necessarily so very well, maybe a neighbor, coworker, someone you see in a store you visit often, maybe someone you pass on your morning walk. Maybe imagining them experiencing a moment of happiness, receiving good news or sharing a laugh with a friend, feeling proud. And to this person, offer them these same wishes. May you be happy. May your happiness increase. May your joy grow. I rejoice in your happiness. Even to someone you don't know very well, you can rejoice in their happiness. Again, just repeating these phrases or any that feel good for you, letting them wash through the mind, through the heart, and out to the image of this person, these people. And now allowing the circle to widen even further. Maybe thinking of the countless joyful moments unfolding in the world right now at this moment. Yes, there are painful moments also unfolding. And now we can call to mind and heart the joyful ones, they're here too. Children laughing, friends greeting each other, family celebrating their graduates, babies taking their first steps, people falling in love, people recovering from illness, people discovering moments of peace. Just opening your heart now to the many moments of joy that may be present right now. and silently offering, may you be happy. May your happiness continue. May your joy increase. May all that's beautiful in your life continue to flourish. I rejoice in your joy. And you can send out these metta phrases through the silent repetition of the words, or even as a felt sense of radiating out your happiness for the happiness of others, your joy in the joy of others, your mudita. This sense of wishing that all that is beautiful continues to flourish. And now expanding the circle that much farther. And if it feels natural, allowing your heart to become as wide as the sky, extending these wishes to everybody, all beings everywhere, known and unknown, near and far. May your happiness continue. May your joy increase. May all beings flourish. I rejoice in your happiness. Radiating this mudita forth, this natural quality, radiating it out, including yourself in this joyful witnessing. May our happiness continue. May our joy increase. May all beings flourish. May all beings know the goodness of joy. May I experience it too. Now, for the last 7 minutes of our practice, just gently releasing any images you may be holding in your mind or your heart. Gently releasing the phrases, unless you wish to continue to repeat them. And simply resting for the final part of our meditation in the feelings that remain. Maybe warmth or spaciousness or a sense of quiet. Maybe nothing in particular. Just paying attention to what's here. And returning when the mind wanders off. Bringing your awareness now back into the breath, feeling the body here, sitting, the support of the earth beneath you. As we prepare to transition out of this period of mudita practice, please know that you can continue to cultivate this quality of mudita, joy and the joy of another in your daily life. You can choose to be mindful of joy as it arises in the people around you and in you. In the coming days, maybe you'll notice opportunities to share in another person's joy or really deeply feel your own. May all beings everywhere be happy and free and joyful. And may the thoughts, words, and actions of our own lives contribute in some way to that happiness and freedom and joy for ourselves and others. When you're ready, you can slowly begin to bring some movement back into the body and let your eyes float open. And we'll close with the words of the Dalai Lama. Which I cannot find. So we'll close with just this feeling that when we experience joy in others' joy, we increase our joy. I wish you well, wish you lots of moments of joy this week, and feel free to unmute yourself and sign off and say goodbye in the chat.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.